Okay, so let's find out about the 613 mitzvahs. I'm sorry I'm using a different text on the screen tonight, but it's also clear and easy to read, so the other one wasn't working. Hadrachim va'pa'ulos asher he mevi'im el ha'atzlacha he mitzvos ha'Torah. As we already learned earlier in the third parak, what are the things that are going to give you success in this world? If you remember, the lashon the Maharal used in the third parak was don't deceive yourself to think you're going to be successful without a life of Torah and mitzvos. It's not going to happen. So the drachim and the pu'ulos, the pathways and the actions upon which a person can achieve success in this world, are through Torah and mitzvos and Torah. Shebezulasim, because without Torah and mitzvos, a person remains solely in that realm of potential, as we've explained and will explain further. A nice image. It serves, Torah and mitzvahs serve like a rope to lift a person up from bor tachtius, from a deep well, from a deep pit. Hu ha'olam ha'shafel, namely this world, which is the olam ha'shafel, he's referring to our physical world. The Maharal in many places talks about three worlds. You have olam hazeh as we know it, the world that we actually find ourselves in. We have a world which he calls sometimes the olam ha'emtza'i, the world of the angels and the world of the mazalos, etc. And then there's the Olam Ha'Elyon, which we usually refer to as Olam Haba, again, without being precise, but he talks sometimes about these three worlds that we saw already back in the, what was it, the first parak? We spoke about, also, Maharal often operates in terms of threes. Happens to be, the Medrash says that everything in Torah is always in threes, because the concept of three always means an idea, something which opposes that idea, and then a beautiful synthesis of those two opposing values. Right? Like we say, you have one pasuk, you have another pasuk, Achiyavo, Hakasav Ashlishi, Veyachriya. So we're in the Olam HaShafel, but we'd like to somehow ascend the ladder. That's actually a lashon the Maharal uses at one place. He says that that mitzvot are like the sulam that we climb to get to Olam Haba, and Torah is a ladder that we use to climb to Olam Haba. So we are found in this lower world, and we're desperate for a rope to pull us up to the Olam Ha'Elyon. What is that rope? That rope is Torah and Mitzvos. Lahoshivosom haMelech Hashem Tzavakos Ayin ba'Ayin, to bring us to appear before Hashem, eye to eye, face to face, and to receive the great reward that we all long for. K'moshi Yisbar Inyan Zeh. Ki haMitzvos heim Tziruf HaAdam min haGashmi. What is it about Mitzvos that have this ability to play such a critical role in our life? It's the fact that mitzvos have the ability to be mitzarif es ha'adam. And again, the lashon of the Medrash, to refine a person. In what sense? It refines us from gashmias. Ad she'ein ha'adam tivi chomri bal havaya v'hefsid, k'mo she'heim ha'dvarim ha'tivim ha'chomrim. When I do mitzvos, and I'll explain in a second what this means, but when we do mitzvos, it moves us farther and farther away from chomer. As we saw earlier, Chomer, Chumri's physicality, separates us. It serves as a wall to divide us between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is without a body, that means by definition our body, our physicality, serves as some type of Mesach Mavdil, some type of wall that separates us from Hashem. So mitzvos help to refine physicality, to tear down that wall of Chumri's, of physicality, that I shouldn't just be a person who's, so to speak, here today, gone tomorrow, but I'm able to live through my spiritual self and to transcend physicality, to transcend the natural order of things, of the physical world. Ki kol ha-mitzvos mechayev. And I want to think about this point together for a second. Because the mitzvos, kol ha-mitzvos mechayev shekach. It's the seichel, which again, is, we've said many times, in Maharal language, is synonymous with the neshama. It's the neshama that obligates a person to do mitzvos. Right? The neshama is the part of us that, again, we learned last time, is the part that's always, the medrash we learned in Vayikra Rabba, that's always craving, right? The princess who married the pauper and just always can't be satisfied. It's our physical, it's our neshama, which is never satisfied with anything of this world. It always wants more. So it's the neshama, it's the seichel, which is mechayev of a person in mitzvos. And again, let's think about that for a second, because so often our body opposes mitzvos. My body finds mitzvos annoying. My body finds mitzvos burdensome. My body has all sorts of explanations why mitzvos don't, don't fit well. Which is mechayev. Sorry, page jumps. It's our seicha which is mechayev us to do mitzvos. V'kasher ha'adam osa ha'mitzvah sha'seicha mechayev harei b'zeh yoytze nafsham en ateva ha'chomris v'davka b'sichli. So when I respond to the needs of the soul, when I accept upon myself the obligation to do the mitzvah, which my soul is craving, so I lift myself above my physicality, and I allow my soul to make connection with Hashem, ki aseichel ha'aloki mechayev ha'mitzvah, because that's, again, the part of myself that is demanding mitzvos. V'zeu tziruf v'zichuch nafshi k'moshi esbar. And again, this causes the refinement of the soul. Again, the soul is perfect on a certain level, like we've said many times, Elokai neshama shenesata bi tohorehi, but because of its relationship with the guf, it needs to work on, so to speak, separating itself, to somehow be above the guf. And that goes back to all of the themes of being lamalam and ateva that we spoke about in the earlier prakim. Says the Maharal, let's talk about the 613 mitzvos, and let's try to understand in a precise way how they're broken down. Umispar ha-mitzvos shebehem nafsho yoytze me'afei la'ora. The number of mitzvos by which my soul is able to free itself from the darkness and to bask in the light, kinyan mitzvah v'torah or, as the Gemara says at the end of Maseches Makos, darash Rabbi Simlai, taryag mitzvos nasnu lo l'moisha. 613 mitzvos were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. What is the breakdown of those 613? We know it from this Gemara in Makos. Shisa lo sase, 365 lavin, right? Lo sase, kaminyan yomosa chama, corresponding to the 365 days of a solar year. And ramach asay, kaminyan evarv shel adam. And 248 positive commandments corresponding to the 248 limbs of a person. Amar Rav Hanuna, my kara, how do you know 613? What's the source for this? Torah tziva lanu Moshe, says the Gemara, Mora Shakilas Yaakov. Torah is gematria 611. Hachihave, Torah shis mea v'chad sare. Torah is 611. And anochi v'lo yia l'cha mipia gvura shamanum. And the first two mitzvahs, anochi, and lo yia l'cha l'him achirim, we heard directly from Hashem. So Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Moshe gave us 611, gematria Torah. And two, we heard directly from Hashem. Ad kan, the Gemara in Makos, at the very end, on Daf Chav Gimel. Says the Maharal, Kedarko b'kodesh, ve'ein safek she'ein misparam u'minyanam shal mitzvos ha'alokios b'mikra, ki ein mikra l'kamo dvarim elu ha'alokim. The Maharal has a rule that things that are important are not by chance. Things that are great, dvarim gedoylim einam b'mikra, as the Maharal writes in several places. So the Maharal says, this number 613 is not random, it's not arbitrary, it's very precise. It's precise both in its generality of 613, and it's precise in its specifics, the breakdown of what? Of 365 and 248. It's a very, very precise number. And the Maharal wants to explain it. The same way he wanted to explain to us why Adam is called Adam, right? And its relationship to Adama, the earth which is always producing. And a behema is ba'ma. What it is. It doesn't really have the ability to grow. The Maharal is very sensitive to the details of Torah ideas, whether it's a name or a number. The Maharal pays close attention to these things. So dvarim gedolim ena b'mikra, dvarim alokiyim are not happenstance. It's not random. Va'od shalo tola ha'mispar b'mikra kara rak sha'amra al mitzvahs lo sase. Shehem kaminyan yomos hachama, u'mispar mitzvahs sase k'mispar evar shaladam. Maral says, and furthermore, the Gemara defined it. The Gemara didn't leave it as just an abstract number. The Gemara connected it to something precise. 365 lo sase, 365 days in a solar year. 248 mitzvah sase, 248 primary limbs within man. Uma inyanam ledvarim elu. And therefore the Maral says, any thinking Jew will ask the question, what is the nature of these numbers? V'im no mar ki mispar mitzvah lo sase, and if you'll tell me, what is the significance of 365 corresponding to the days of a calendar year, of a solar year, perhaps it's coming to teach us, it's warning us not to do Averos every single day of the year, And the mitzvos asay of 248 is reminding me to use every limb of my body to serve Hashem. Shebechol evar of yasa mitzvos. Right now, let's pause for a second. Right, if you'll tell me that's what it's about, says the Maharal, im kein, it could have been the opposite. It could have been 248 lo sasay, don't sin with every limb of your body, and 365 mitzvos asay, right, reminding me to what, to do mitzvos every single day. Now, it happens to be, I want to just be point this out, it happens to be Chazal do make this point that the Maharal is saying. In the Medrash, Chazal actually say this point. I forget where. Somewhere in the Medrash Tanchuma, somewhere in Chumash Devarim, I think. The Medrash Tanchuma says this explicitly, that it's 365 lo sasei, because each day calls out to a person, don't do averos. And it's 248 mitzvah sasei, because our limbs, each limb calls out, do a mitzvah with me. But the Maharal says that can't be enough. We need to understand it more precisely, because it could have been the opposite. If I want to teach these two ideas, you know, use your days well and use your limbs well, well, I could have reversed mitzvah sasei and mitzvah lo sasei. So why precisely is it this way? Im kein ha'yafshar shia behefech zeh, could have been the opposite. And it could have still taught the same lesson. Mitzvah lo sasei could have been 248, reminding you not to sin with any of your limbs, so lo yavor lo sasei with each limb. And mitzvah sasei could have been 365, reminding me to do mitzvahs every single day of the calendar year. I can't allow this to just be, again, a simple hint, says the Maharal. There must be something more. It can't be that something which is so essential should be explained in such a simplistic, superficial way, albeit a very important lesson, right? That my limbs are calling to me to do mitzvos. And each morning, each day is calling to me not to sin. But the Maharal says there has to be something more. And look what he writes here. Look how he ends the paragraph. V'lakach ha-maimer hazeh min ha-ma'amarim ha-amukim. It must be that this maimer, this statement in the Maseches Makos on Daf Chaf Gimel, and this chapter that I'm about to present to you, must have very, very deep secrets to it. The Maharal is about to give us access to some of those deep secrets. Okay, so let's begin to unlock the secret of the number 613. And again, specifically, the breakdown of 365 for lo sasei and 248 for mitzvah sasei. Da, you should know. Kasher rotza Hashem yizbarach lezakos es ha'odom sheyikna ha'nitzchiyos al yedei mitzvos ha'alokios. You should know that when Hashem wanted to give us a chance of experiencing eternity through fulfilling these holy, godly mitzvos, i'efsher sheyikna oso rak al yedei shnei minei mitzvos. Why do we have what's called mitzvah sasei and mitzvah lo sasei? Thematically, what is the idea of mitzvah sasei and mitzvah lo sasei? Hashem wants you to get eternal life. Hashem wants you to earn it. That's the name of the game. That's why we're here. So God gave us mitzvahs. Why did Hashem divide them into these two general categories, positive commandments and negative commandments? Now, don't ask the question right now, well, how else could they have been divided? Our job is not to figure out how else they could have been divided. Our job is to respond to, well, this is how they are divided, and therefore what? What's the point? What's Hashem saying to us? So says the Maharal, it's very specific, for a very specific reason Hashem divided mitzvos into these two categories. What are lo sasei saying to us? What are mitzvos sasei saying to us? Hachelak ha'echad, right? The mitzvos lo sasei are saying to us, one portion of mitzvos, lo sasei, are saying to us, shelo yihyeh mishana es mitziuso asher nivra alav. Lo sasei is saying, don't do these things. The way that you're created is the way you're supposed to be. Don't do these things and you'll stay in good standing. If you do these things, you're moving away from who you're supposed to be. Again, look at the words. Shelo yihyeh mishana es mitziuso asher nivra alav. Don't change your mitzias. Don't change the essence from which you were created. Ki mishana es mitzius so asher nivra alav hare yeshlo shinoi ma shehu roi lemitzias ha'adam v'yavo hefsed lemitzius so. In other words, on a certain level, lo sasei is saying Hashem made you the way you're supposed to be. Now, again, this is challenging everything we've learned until now, which is we're supposed to grow and grow and grow and grow. That's mitzvah sasei. We'll get to that. But the mitzvahs lo sasei also convey a very important message, which is, Hashem made you a certain way. And your job is to protect that, to guard that, and to make sure you don't change your metzius. Hashem made you an Adam. You're not an animal. An animal is not commanded to avoid arayos and to not steal and to keep kosher. An animal doesn't have these mitzvos. The animal's not told to avoid these things, right? Animal's not given the prohibition of don't eat milk and meat and don't, you know, commit acts of arayos and don't steal and don't kill. An animal's not told all those lo saseh. So by being told these, it must be something essential about our humanity, about being an Adam, that is being protected when we avoid the lo saseh. Ve'elohe mitvas lo saseh. Shekol eilu hamitzos heim shelo yetze ha'adam min mashehu roya mitziuso. Don't stray from the mitzius that was given to you. Can be ilas iser, again, like an act of arayos, v'gezel, v'geneva, v'keyotze behem min hamitzos. All of the losasei are telling a person to try to maintain yourself, maintain your humanity, is what a losasei says to a person. Afki anachnu lo neida tama mitzos, and even though we don't know precisely the reason for mitzvos, in other words, you'll say, why do we not kill? What do you mean, why don't we kill? I can give a rationale for not killing. It's not our job to do that necessarily. We don't understand even the mitzvos sichlios, even the mitzvos that make sense to us, what we call mishpatim, even those mitzvos, it's not our job to really understand why it is, but we know it to be so because Hashem says so. Mikol makom, neida behem shekol mitzvos lo saseh hem yitziya min hayosher hametzios masha seicha mechayev. My neshama demands was programmed a certain way. I don't fully get it, but Hashem says so. And therefore, to guard that yashrus, that mitzius with which I was programmed, I have to avoid the mitzvahs lo saseh. Vayetziya min hayosher tzius hu hefsid ve'ibur elav. And if I stray, I cause damage to my esel self, and that is self-destructive. That is one chelik of the mitzvahs. Let's conclude tonight with the second chelik of the mitzvahs. Va'achelik hasheni. And the second port, the second category of mitzvahs, what we call mitzvahs asei. And mitzvahs asei, what we've been emphasizing in the earlier prakim, which is what? Hey, mitzvahs asei, kamosh shekvar amanu, as we've previously learned, again, if you've been here for Parag Beis and Parag Gimel, you know full well saying, ki ein ha'odim b'madrigas v'achron ha'elokis, a person not created in a completed state. So on the one hand, we're playing defense. We'll have to think about it. 365 los asei. 204 says ase, it sounds like more defense than offense. Whereas the thing sometimes goes, you know, the best offense is a good defense. All right, sometimes they quote it the opposite. The best defense is a good offense. Okay, you can be down on that shaila in terms of sports another time. But in terms of the way Hashem set up the Torah, Hashem said more defense than offense. Interesting. We have to think about that. But clearly, as we've been talking about in the previous two prakim, a person is not created in a final state. Man is created with tremendous potential, as we've been learning by Arichus. And our job, again, is to attain greater perfection through the performance of active mitzvos, mitzvos asei. As we've explained previously, what the Maral is saying is, while yes, you've earned your place as a human being, as the height of creation in this world, by not acting like an animal, by playing defense, by avoiding sin, by not committing lo saseh, but if you want to what? If you want to actualize your higher potential, to enter into a world that is above gashmias, as we've learned, mitzvos, Torah, those are the rope to bring us into a lamalim and a teva existence. It allows us to connect to our seichel eloki, to connect to the pu'ulos elokios, to refine ourselves, to perfect ourselves, and through that to acquire the olam anivdal, which is olam haba. Okay, so we'll stop here for tonight. If there are any questions, feel free to unmute and to ask any questions. If not, I'll wish everyone a great night.